Last month, I spent 2 weeks at the Hog Island Audubon Camp in Maine, where I was one of the instructors for 2 week-long programs, one about breaking into birding, the other about the joy of birding. Hog Island is a small island, too close to the mainland to have many of the seabirds people associate with the popular Maine Audubon Camp. A boat trip each session brings participants much further from the mainland to Eastern Egg Rock, where Atlantic puffins have been successfully reintroduced and common Arctic and roseate terns nest. The only oceanic birds we saw every day from Hog Island itself were common eiders and black guillemots. I saw only one or two ring-billed gulls while I was there. Instead, the gulls milling around Hog Island were mostly great black-backed, herring, and laughing gulls. The landscape looks surprisingly like northern Minnesota until you remember that the water lapping on the shore near your cabin is salt water. The land birds on the island were pretty much what you'd expect to see in Northwoods forests, such as northern perulas, black-throated green magnolia and blackburnian warblers, song sparrows, and eastern phoebes. A pair of osprey nests right near the main buildings. These are the famous Steve and Rachel, the subjects of a popular nest cam. I was there when the first 2 of 3 eggs hatched. So far, the chicks are doing well, but the possibility of bald eagles snatching the chicks is a clear and present danger. Both of last year's chicks were taken from the nest when they were about a month old. People arrive on the island on Sunday afternoon, and after settling into their rustic cabins, we met for the first session that afternoon. Days were mostly spent on field trips with some workshops, ending with an evening program. My favorite day of all was when we spent the morning on a boat trip to Eastern Egg Rock to see those puffins. We don't get up close and personal the way I've done on trips to Machias Seal Island, where the Canadian Coast Guard maintains a station and allows a limited number of visitors each day to spend an hour or so in an observation blind watching puffins and razorbills at very close range. Only a small staff of researchers are allowed on Eastern Egg Rock, but we got to see plenty of puffins in the water, along with lots of terns flying over. On the island, we saw some razorbill decoys, but no real ones. After cruising around Eastern Egg Rock, we boated to Harbor Island for a picnic lunch and an invigorating hike. We spent another day hiking on the mainland, a tradition of the camp since Roger Torrey Peterson started it back in the 1930s. On my hike there the first week, we came upon a hairy woodpecker nest, the chicks sticking their heads out of the cavity entrance for feedings. By the following week, they had fledged, but instead, we found a pileated woodpecker nest with babies poking out. On the windless Saturday morning between program sessions, when I had the island pretty much to myself, I set my microphone and recorder out near my cabin and let it pick up the bird songs and soft ocean waves. That's the background sound for today's program. You can listen to or download the full 37-minute recording from my website. It'll keep Hog Island fresh in my mind until I return next year. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.